Hi there. 3:28 a.m. 12th of April. Wow. I'm prepping for bed like I usually do before I record this podcast. A lot of things have been running through my mind. Basically, the number one thing that I've been thinking of today has been how to create multiple streams of income, mostly online basically, and I've been trying to put a couple of structure to my the things I want to teach and talk about, mostly about the visa that I talked about I think yesterday or 2 nights ago. After overcoming the fear of the visa application that you'd want to apply for, the next step is usually figuring out which type of visa to apply for. Okay, so before I delve into that, I want to talk about my routine today. So I woke up around 10 a.m. I prayed, then I ate some breakfast, bread and eggs. Then in the afternoon, I had some beans and fish. Then much later in the evening, I had some rice and fish as well. Yeah, I've been doing my dancing as well for about 40 minutes today. Yesterday now. Yeah, and it was really good. And keep up, basically. So I've been thinking about ways to increase my revenue stream, and I want to focus on teaching as well as teaching mostly. So teaching is going to come in form of consultation, masterclass, and probably a YouTube channel. Yeah, YouTube is a lot these days, and it's where a lot of people are getting information. So first, I want to just focus over the next 3 months. I want to focus on building a brand that is recognized and talked about. Yeah, that's what I want to focus on doing, so that people understand my relevance and they know me for travel, basically. Yeah. Okay, so let me dive into the next thing on visa. Okay, so basically, there are two major categories of people that approach me for visa, and they are usually the ones who want to travel and come back, or travel just for tourist visa applicants, and the ones who are considering immigrating abroad. So where people get it wrong is when they intend to immigrate abroad and they apply for tourist visas, and they just be like, when I get there, I'll figure it out. That's a really long decision, a very wrong and long decision, because for a lot of countries, non-immigrant visas and some tourist visas cannot be converted into an immigrant visa. So you have to apply from your home country or from wherever you are to be qualified for an immigrant visa. There are various processes available for this, and because a lot of people or a lot of third world nationals, when they just want to apply for a visa, their major focus is just getting a visa. then they want to figure out the rest. It's not always easy. I wish a lot of people would tell the truth about their experiences abroad and what they had to do in order to obtain a visa or a work permit or a residence permit because they went there illegally. Usually you are not entitled to work, but if people find their way to first world countries via their tourist visas, they usually find a way to do some work and try to get by, which is really, really wrong. And if you get apprehended by the police or the law enforcement, you'll be deported back to your home country. So there are a lot of back ends that people go through, and I'm very concerned that Nigerians and a lot of Africans will continue to be blacklisted from opportunities around the world that we can take advantage of easily if we understand how to apply for these visas. Okay, so a tourist visa application, most tourist visa applications follows the rule that for every applicant has to prove that they want to go for short stay only and intend to come back to their home country, while immigrant visas are visas that are considered that you are moving to another country legally with right to work and right to live there. Those are the major two reasons why people travel, or a lot of people that I've seen basically. So I'm going to try to go through the processes and what you need to apply for, what you need to put together in order to apply for a tourist visa, what you need to apply, put together to apply for an immigrant visa. And I want to leave you with a final note that a lot of people forget. Depending on the country that you're applying for, their visa application processes vary. And just because you have the visa for a particular country does not guarantee that you get the visa for another country. And just because some particular documents worked for you when you applied for a particular visa to another country, it doesn't mean that they work for you when you use it elsewhere. Think about it. I'm good at